One of the country's iconic retailers filed for bankruptcy today. Sears has struggled to keep its hundreds of stores profitable in the face of mounting debt. But before that, the company was known for its appliances, power tools, and those thick mail order catalogs. Our next guest says that in its heyday, Sears revolutionized retail and paved the way for the company contributing to its demise. That would be Amazon. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us now. Derek, when you look at the rise and fall of Sears, when did things start to go wrong for the company?
It's an amazing story. You know, Sears was the largest retailer in the U.S. for decades. I mean, the tallest building in the U.S. for 25 years was Sears Tower in Chicago. And I want to begin by reminding people that when we look at Sears as a sort of fusty old artifact of retail, you know, old means successful. This company was around for 132 years, and that's an incredible accomplishment. But basically, the story of Sears' demise is simple. Keeping up with consumer tastes is really, really hard. Sears disrupted retail over and over again at the turn of the 20th century, in the middle of the 20th century, and then finally Sears itself was disrupted because another company came along, and first Walmart and then Amazon, that essentially had a mastery of consumer tastes and a mastery of technology that was Sears superior. And so it was essentially foisted by the very weapons that it wielded so successfully for its first many decades.
When you draw parallels between Sears and Amazon, Amazon started out selling a single product, which was books. Sears started out selling watches in the late 1800s.
The parallels are remarkable. I mean, think about it this way. If I said, here's a story. Shortly after the turn of the century, America had an enormous virtual retailer that began by selling only a single product, which made an extraordinary shift to start opening all of these physical stores around the country, and it becomes this model of operational efficiency that many see as gobbling up retail entirely within the U.S. This is, of course, a story about Amazon that a lot of people are familiar with, but it's also the story of Sears. People don't recognize the fact that even though when we think of Sears, we think, oh, well, it's just the Sears store. Sears didn't have any stores in the U.S. in 1925. By 1929, there were 300. So if you think Amazon is cropping up all over the country, just imagine the explosion of Sears in the 1920s. And Sears, again, of course, started as a virtual retailer. You looked at the consumer Bible, you picked out a watch or a dress or even a house that you wanted to buy, and then you would have it mailed to your home. It's the exact same thing.
Well, and actually, you know, we've been watching Sears sort of slow motion disaster for some time now. We remember that the Sears Tower in Chicago used to be called the Sears Tower in Chicago. Now it's called the Willis Tower.
Willis. Yes.
But you wrote about this about a year ago, and you used the phrase, the internet before the internet, when you were talking about how Sears relied on mail to get customers.
That's exactly right. Mail, the telegraph, rail, parcel delivery, these were the technologies of the late 19th century that allowed Sears to become a store that was invisible, right? Not a store that you visited, but a store where you looked at a catalog on your couch and had items mailed to you. And it was helped in many ways by the USPS. The Postal Service had rural free delivery, and that meant that mail routes could extend all the way into rural areas, and so Sears could reach people where they were. And then eventually what happened is, as Sears saw people streaming from rural parts of the country to urban parts of the country, they said, well, we have to follow them. Mm-hmm. And it followed them with stores. So in many ways, just as Amazon is essentially a huge leverage bet on the future of commerce going virtual, Sears was also a leverage bet, a very successful leverage bet on the future of shopping being urban.
Derek, just in the 20 seconds we have left here, what's the big lesson for Amazon from what happened to Sears?
Well, the first lesson is that retail is always in a state of metamorphosis, and large technological changes that helped Sears at the early 20th century hurt Sears in the late 20th century. The second is that Sears grew by adding business after business, and it's important to remember, whether you're Amazon or any entrepreneur listening right now, adding more businesses is not the same as building a better business. You have to focus on your core customer above all.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.